Now, if you read your RTE guide, if you watch Mrs. Brown's Boys on television, you know that myself and my colleague Joe Duffy have cameo roles in the series. I was on a couple of weeks ago and I think Joe's coming up in the next week or so. But at any rate, when I was over recording last October, I came across an Irish comedian. He's also a humorist, a writer, Colm O'Regan. You would have heard him. He's on with John Murray occasionally and on other programmes. And he's a broadcaster. I hear him on Radio 4 every Saturday morning doing his little bit from Ireland. But at any rate, he was very, very good. And we asked him recently to come along to our programme that we recorded in Newbridge, and here he is entertaining the good folk of County Kildare.
Thank you very much, Newbridge. It's a pleasure to be in Newbridge, the home of the wedding present. Delighted to be here. I'm from Cork, but my mother is from Kilkenny, so I'm mixed race. And it's a pleasure. I may be talking too quickly for some people. We talk very quickly in Cork. We talk the same way that my mother texts, without any full stops whatsoever. We used to talk an awful lot more slowly in Cork, but what happens is we were very careful with our money, and when they brought in coin telephone boxes, Cork people had to cram an awful lot more conversation into the period of time between the pips and when the money ran out. That's why a Cork person will tell you a lifetime story in just 30 seconds. It's years of practice. Listen, the pips are going to worry about the hip operation. I had two hips done last week. I'm a new man since. If Michael doesn't want to go farming, I'll pay for the books to go to college. Look, the match is starting to go by. Just like that. It's coming up to Christmas. Are we looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
It's tough wondering what to get people for Christmas. I'm trying to figure out what to get some of the people in my life. Thinking of getting my mother a sat-nav for Christmas, but I'm not sure a sat-nav resembles what it's like to ask for directions in Ireland, so I'd love to redesign it for people like my mother. When she'd put in the destination, the sat-nav would come back and say, actually, Eileen, I'm going that way myself. Sure, I'll bring you. And there'd be a button for my mother to press which would say, oh, you're grand now, Garmin. You don't want to be using up your petrol. You're grand altogether. The installation would be different. She wouldn't put it on the dashboard. She would clip it to the roof of the car and the sat-nav would lean in to give the instructions. The sat-nav might ask her why she wanted to go there, and sat-nav might even be smoking. And after some discussion between my mother and the sat-nav, it would turn out that my mother was actually related to the sat-nav. A lot of sat-navs give you information about where you can park or where you can shop. I wouldn't bother with any of that. The sat-nav would just give people gossip as they're going down the road. There wouldn't be a landmark in sight, and the sat-nav would come on and say, I hear that field went for 5 million. 'Tis Nam, I have it now. We're very modest people, even when you do amazing things. You see that particularly when you see GAA players being interviewed after matches. They're so modest. No matter what they did on the pitch, they'll never dare say they did it on purpose. You could have a famous Kildare footballer, Johnny Ryan or something like that. They'll be interviewing, they'll say, Johnny Ryan, what an amazing goal you scored. You ran 400 yards through two parishes. You fought off a tribe of Amazonian Indians, and you scored from 40 yards with the outside of your inner ear. You must be very, very proud of yourself. He said, no, we were lucky. Yeah.
That was Colm O'Regan entertaining our audience at Newbridge for our special Mooney on Tour from Newbridge. And I met him, as I said, doing warm-up just before they record Mrs. Brown's Boys in Glasgow. And he is really fantastic. And I don't have to say look out for him, but I would say give him your support because he deserves it. He's very, very good.